Hey love, and welcome to the Love Meach podcast. It's a billion podcasts to listen to, and the universe guided you right here to this one. It's 8 billion people in the world, yet you met me, and that is not by happen chance. This is a divine meeting, and may we guide each other well. I am in this world, but I'm not of it. On this podcast, you'll hear topics about both worlds, spiritual and earthly. My goal is to keep learning, evolving, and spreading love. Hey loves, and welcome to another episode of the Love Meach podcast. I hope you guys are having an amazing day, amazing week, amazing month, amazing quarter, an amazing half the year, amazing year, amazing life, you know, etc. Just all the good vibes, right? And if not, that is okay. So as you guys know, I just love to read and learn. I'm a student of life, and I've gone back to school myself. So I am in the doctoral executive leadership program at Liberty University. And I love everything that I'm learning, so much so that I get upset that I read all of this stuff and it seems to be going by so fast. Like, they'll tell you, you know, read this chapter of the book. Of course, they incorporate biblical scriptures, which I love, because although I feel like the Bible was stolen from other sacred texts, at the end of the day, morals are morals, principles are principles. The 42 laws of Mayat are seen everywhere, no matter what God you give it to, what title you give it, whatever, it equals the same thing. But I guess what I'm trying to say is good, no matter who says it, right? So, outside of the faith, which I like them all, basically, again, those good morals, the reason the world is so corrupt today is people don't care about them anymore. So, I like that this school's mission, you know, they're trying to do the good that they can in their eyes of faith. And, you know, I commend them for that. I get it. So although they're preparing you for your roles in society, they want you to take the Bible, God, Jesus, scriptures with you. And I think if more people would do that, the world would be a better place. But they'll give us an assignment, like read this book, read this chapter, da 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 da. Find you some journal periodic reviews. Now, mind you, these scholar journal periodic reviews are like 22 pages long. And I found an AI app that will literally read it and give me a summary. But I love the subject and the topic so much, I really be wanting to read it and like dissect it and do a podcast and do a journal or make a book. And like, it's like on to the next, gotta help and do the next assignment. So I'm excited for all the things I'm learning, but I think I'm like panning everything because I do want to like circle back and do a podcast and circle back and oh, this will be a good YouTube video and circle back. Oh, I could turn this into a book. So it's just it's a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of information. You don't have to go to college to get this. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you guys the books and stuff so you can read it on your own. Hey, we can graduate together. Knowledge is so important to me. You can get that on your own with Google, YouTube. You can get that, you know, with the library and books, or you can go to a school, trade, mentor, whatever. But it all is knowledge, you know. It's just different roads and avenues that you can take. So I'm excited. The next podcast episode I'm going to do is on different styles of leadership. Do you know there's like over like 25 leadership styles? It's crazy. And even if you aren't like a manager, CEO, everybody's a leader, whether you know it or not. If your life, someone is watching your life, and you're either a good example or a bad example. Like, someone is watching you, whether it's the government, you know, family, friends, little kids, you know, someone's watching. And oh, I know where I'm getting this from. So my sister sent, I love memes. You can send me memes all day. I just love, love, love them. My sister sent me a TikTok. Between me, my big sister, my little sister, and my best friend, we just be memeing all day. Before, it used to be like text message, email. Now it's like everybody's social media account. So the moment I get in there, it's like a message. But this girl, she was doing like a whole bunch of myths or whatever. And the only one I was concerned about was wisdom. teeth because I had braces. Oh my God, my teeth were horrible. I had braces, and while I was at it, they were like, you want to take out your four wisdom teeth? And I just, you know, I was on this, you know, medicine or whatever. I felt the needle, but after that, I was gone. He told me to breathe in the mask, and I don't think I took a deep enough breath. And I was like, oh! He said, breathe in. And then next thing, you know, I'm rolling over, getting walked to the car. But, what she was saying is you do not need to get your wisdom teeth taken out. I was so upset when I heard that. She said they'll give you an x-ray saying, see, they're going in sideways. She said the myth is, duh, they're going to grow in sideways. And as your teeth move forward to make room for them, they're going to come up. So they grow in sideways and then they move up. Nothing happens overnight. You know, give it time. But more so important than that, she said the reason for wisdom teeth, which I understand the name now. Get this. When your wisdom teeth come in, they cause so much pain that it causes your brain to create new neuron pathways that you need for the next phase and level in your life. When I heard that, my spirit, my soul, God, angels, whoever was like, life is, even in this class, like learning about leadership and stuff, because it'd be so many studies, y'all. Like, I don't hear nobody, every job I've ever had, nobody say, hey, girl, you want to sign up for this study? Hey, girl, you want to sign up for this study? No job, no class, no nothing. I don't see it in a newspaper. I don't see it advertised. We on social media all day. I don't see it advertised. So where are they pulling this data from? And who's doing the damn study? So all this data that they're pulling, it's like along with that story of pulling the teeth, I feel like life is, we are clay, just like God said, clay on the potter's wheel. And God is molding you into the shape. Well, how is he going to mold you? He could use his fingers. He could use tools. He could use water. He could use the wheel. The point is, you can't just be a lump of clay sitting still. Shit is going to literally hit the fan. That's life. Like, so let's say the potter's wheel still spinning could be the different tornadoes that come in and out of your life. Jobs, relationships, kids, self. Shadow work, you know what I mean? The water could be something else. The fingers could be something else. The tools could be something else. But at the end of the day, you're going to be done. You're going to be sit out to dry or put in the oven to bake. Then you're going to be painted. Like, there's still more steps before you get on the shelf to be admired. Because I really do feel like we all are Job. Like, God is so proud of us. Like, oh, look at my beautiful babies. And Satan is like, I'll show you. And I feel like we all are living this Job life. And a few of us are going to make it to the end like Job. And we're not going to forsake God. And he's going to be like, wow, you know, you made me proud. And I think a few of us are going to be like the friends and the wife that are like, curse God and die. Because no one, no matter who you are, gets out of this life scot-free. Millionaires and billionaires and trillionaires, I know we look up to them, but I feel like they go through the most. You know how malicious people are for money? They probably get death threats and have to hire security. And you know, like, they probably go through. I used to want that, but now give me enough money for my trailer, tiny house or whatever, and I just want to travel and live. Like, I don't even want all those obligations. Oh, we want you to do an interview. Oh, we want you to fly here. Oh, pictures. Oh, signature. Da, da, da. Like, that's like slavery to me. Like, are they even free? Like, you have all this money, but you don't take no trips. Like, make it make sense. So, you got all this money and no time. People at the bottom got all this time and no money. And then you got your people in the middle. We have to learn how to balance this thing. But what I came to the conclusion is, we all are going to be tried and tested because it makes us who we are. And my little sister, we always have this debate, like, why are we here? What is the purpose of this? I didn't ask to play this game. Like, God, why? Like, my sister be so annoyed. And I just be like, well, come on, all this stuff. Y'all, when I be going through it, it be like, the hell with it. Bump this. Where's my spaceship? I'm ready to get out of here. But I have my moments of reflection, like, now, like, ah, I get it. We're being molded. We're being tested. So before I get to AI, I said all that because on the next podcast, I'm going to go down the different skills and attributes and traits that make great leaders. And it's like, we read words every day. But like my older sister told me, there's a difference in reading something than eating it, digesting it, living it, eat, sleep, and breathing it. Like, I can look at all the childbirth videos. I can read all the childbirth books. I can have my nieces and nephews. But until I grow a baby in my womb or have a baby or become a mother, whether that's surrogate, adoption, like, I have no fucking idea. I think that's how life is, even with these words. Like, okay, so we hear the word love. And life is going to say, all right, love has good attributes and bad attributes. I'm going to teach you everything there is to know about love. Boom. You got a little relationship. Things are going great. Then chaos. It's still love. It's just the other side. You know how they say the dark side of the moon? It's just the other side of love. So be careful what you ask for. Like, you're asking for love. But baby, there's levels to that thing called love. So you have to be really specific. I want a God-centered, loving relationship. Somebody that understands my mind, body, and soul. You know what I mean? Well, we will have a mission, you know, with you in the center. You know what I mean? Where we both have healed. Like, you have to be so specific because it'll come to you. And if God is not a man that he should lie, if when he sent it your way, he didn't lie. You just want to be specific enough about it. And that's with every single word that you know of. You're going to eat, sleep, and breathe every word. See, we think words, since we can't see them, they're living beings. When I was reading about the Egyptians, the Greeks. Was it the Greeks? I think so. No, the Sumerians. One of them, she stole the Medes. It was the Egyptians. She stole the Medes. And when I looked up Medes, I was like, what the fuck is Medes? When I looked up Medes, it was like love, sadness, this, that. When I tell you it reminded me of the goddamn tarot cards, it reminded me of the tarot cards. And I was listening to, who I've been listening to on YouTube lately? Dr. Africa. Alila Africa. And he went through numbers. He went through zodiac. He went through playing cards. He went through tarot. All this was the same method. He said it's teaching you about your goddamn stuff. So we were out here thinking that these are games and stuff. The constellation. It was having you look out so that you could understand inside. So I'm going to go back and listen to that video with my notebook and digest it more. But I think I'm at the phase of my life where I've heard a lot of these words and I didn't understand them, so they kept coming to me, and like a staircase, my understanding of those words were building. Now that I have a really good understanding of those words, like those spiritual terms, it's taking me to the next phase where I can live, eat, sleep, and breathe them. And then I think that's when I'll be able to turn around and teach them. Because if somebody asks you, if you learn something and someone asks you a question, no, if you learn something and you can't turn around and teach it to someone else, you haven't learned it. Sometimes we get frustrated when someone asks us a question and we can't explain it the right way. No, it's not that you can't explain it the right way. You haven't understand it enough to be able to break it down in different ways. So there's three ways you can talk to someone. If their knowledge is very high, you can go to the high of heights of knowledge and y'all can discuss it. Then there's middle, and then there's low. Middle is like your everyday average person. High is like your esoteric spirit person. And low would be like children, like child. So if you're describing a car, you got to be able to explain it to a child. Okay, a regular everyday person, and then an expert person. So you got to get all of those levels of breaking something down. But I was just like, oh my God, I can't wait to do that podcast with y'all, because it's like, wow, I get it. Like, we literally are, I love the game The Sims. We really are here living a simulation. We picked what we wanted to learn, the experience we wanted to have, and had no fucking idea how this shit was going to be. That was the crazy part. And unlike the video games that we play, when you exit out the game and go play another game, that's the only part that we're missing. Because I feel like if there was like an exit and go do something else and come back, we would appreciate it. And that might be the dream world. Because I've been having vivid dreams lately. It's been so crazy. Like, last night I had a dream that I was adopted, a foster mom. And I told the kids to call me Auntie Boo. Now, I do remember looking at this kid the other day. He was like, I'm 17, but I still want to get adopted into a loving family. And y'all, I was crying because I don't know where his mom and dad is. He said, I just want to be loved. I just want a family. And my heart's cry is, I would love to have the biggest house you can imagine. You know, celebrities may have 20 rooms for what? If I have 20 rooms, it's going to be a child in each one of them damn rooms. And when they get old enough to leave, I'm going to bring another one in. And they can always be a part of the family. You know, they always have somebody to call on and lean on, because that's what the fuck. So be the Lord's will, I'll be able to rebrand Auntie Boo's and turn it into like a non-profit orphanage house type thing. So if y'all know anybody that can help me with that, please send them my way. But I just love, love, love the kids. And I'm talking about, we can have a chef, we can have nanny, we can have chauffeur, like a whole team. You know, it takes a village. And I ain't ashamed to need a village. I saw a lady on, what, I was on TikTok, and she has 7 kids. And she was like, we adopted one, and the next day we adopted another, and then a couple months later we got his sister, and she up to 7. Loving every moment of it. So to get back to this particular podcast, if you are, today I'm a realtor, so today I went to a social media class. We get 3, we have to recertify our license. So it was 3 continuing hours. So I went ahead and went, and it was free. Usually I have to pay. I'm going to hop on the free. I do work on commission, so we're going to hop on all the free CEs. And everything that he was saying, I basically knew, but I love the information that he printed out. I don't know if he typed it up on his own or with the help of ChatGPT, but I was just proud of myself because I knew basically all the stuff that he was saying. One resource that I didn't know about, that you can have it automatically post up to a year for you, and I definitely want to utilize that. So if I could just sit my behind down and post up for a year, I wouldn't even have to be on social media. I won't even be on there. It will be automatic. So, and I can focus on YouTube because that's where I'm going next. But out of all of that, I was like, I know this. So that just gave me a push to get started on my videos. I'm going to order my ring light and just kind of go down that avenue. So I'm super, super excited. But if you, somebody made a quote that were saying, when it comes to AI, if you don't learn it, you're going to be replaced by the person who did. One more time. If you don't learn AI, your job, your role, your company, you, whatever, is going to be replaced by the person who has. So if you don't take the time out to learn it and to advance yourself and to spruce up your resume and to be able to use it for all your business metrics, because it's a very useful tool and it's free right now, then you will be quickly replaced by others that have learned it for free or paid someone. Or the point is, it's the future, and you're either gonna ride the wave or get left behind, because a lot of people in that class were old. And he was stressing to them, y'all need to be on every social media platform. Like, why? Even if you set up the page, drop a couple posts, and don't even be on it no more, if somebody search your name, it's gonna come up. And you can leave, email me here, call me here, da, da, da. That way, even though you're not there, you've left information for them to be able to reach out to you. Hello? This shit is free. Do you know back in the day, you had to pay for newspaper advertisement, commercials, radio, cable, TV, news, pay to the pay. And here we are with the free shit in our hand, with this goddamn phone in our hand, and we don't even use it. We do not use these free tools. So people are becoming millionaires because they are using their resources, and we're complaining because we don't understand how to get by. No, you just not using the tools to help you get by. So that sounds like a personal problem. But as I'm in school, I found a couple of AI tools that have been helping me out that I didn't know about. I don't even know if these are new tools because I didn't know about them or what. Okay, I'm trying to plug the phone on. Hold on one moment. This phone will die. So let me plug it up so that that won't happen. So on my feed, it's been showing nothing but AI. And I wanted to do a podcast on that because I remember I love to read. So it may have been a magazine, maybe social media. It was a picture of like a planet. And it was like Jupiter, Saturn as a bowl of spaghetti. And it was called Midjourney. And I was like, oh my God, that picture is so beautiful. So I go to read the article. It said you could type into Midjourney any sentence and it will draw it. Now, I come from the generation of Google. Type in what you want. Google send you some links. Bada boom, bada bang. You can narrow it down to find your answer. Maybe this AI, like ChatGPT, Midjourney, you're typing a command and it's giving you an answer. You know, that reminds me of, what do they call that thing? Because we have those with digital printing. That reminds me of digital printing. It's like digital information now. We're in the digital information age. So these little machines, you'll say, a digital printing machine can make a gun. It can make anything out of different tools or whatever. And it's like a print. It's like a, no, the printer. I said it wrong. 3D printer. You can say, make me a gun. It'll make you a gun. Make me this. It'll make you that. These used to be big factory machines, but now they have made them individualized so that they can be in home. So think about it. If I sell this 3D printer to one company, they're going to be selling all of, they're going to pay me one time. They're going to be selling all these products and they're going to be making more money than the one time that they paid me. So the inventors have got smart. They're saying, okay, instead of getting one check for my product, how about I make my product small so they can go in everyone's home and individualize it, make it small so they can go in everyone's home and I get all the checks. So they cut the middleman out. So that's why you're seeing printing machines and embroidery machines, and they have the laser now, and the you can make the coffee mug and lemonade it, and all these machines, the Cricut. Those used to be big companies. Like, we would have to buy our stuff from like Walmart, Target, whatever. Those big companies would make that stuff, put it in the store. We would have to wait till we see a product we like and buy it. Now, oh, but we have that equipment in our home. We can make our own stuff, which is why are we still buying clothes? Get you a press machine, get you a printer, whatever. Make your own clothes. Print out the Tommy Hilfiger logo. Put it on your shirt and your pants. You got a whole Tommy Hilfiger outfit. Like, when I have kids, there's no way I'm going to be buying all these clothes. I'm going to have a closet full of white motherfucking tees, a whole bunch of jeans and stuff, and whatever I want to print, we're going to print it. We're going to make our clothes. Like, why are we still buying? Like, to be a human is to be like God. You are a creator. What have you created today? Whether you're singing, making music, rapping, writing, poetry, making books, teaching people, you know, creating art, whatever your gifts are, you're supposed to make or learn the trade, because you're supposed to learn yourself, make it, present it to the world and share it, sell it, make income. Like, we're supposed to be creating. And the more I'm in class, I'm learning, like, they're basically saying rich people are very good at problem solving. That brings me back to critical skills. People was riding horses. Shit was all in the street. Hygiene was bad. Somebody said, I'm pretty sure we can get somewhere faster without this shit everywhere. How about we make a mechanical horse? Boom, there goes the car. That Ford family will never work again. You get what I'm saying? And then there's steps to creating too, which is why I cannot wait to get to that podcast. Like, so you have an idea and some people can't get past that. Having an idea is the first step. Now, how are you going to implement that idea? Can you do it all on your own? Do you need to pick out a team? Do you know what your team should consist of? Do you have the funds or the resources to pay said team? Can y'all come together and execute? Like, I so needed this class. Like, I can cry, like, thank you, God. Like, it's really simpler than what we think. Like, you can really achieve anything in this life. It's really your mind, your brain. All we need are brain classes. Get your brain vitamins. Do your brain game. It's literally all the brain. So if your car break down, it's basically problem and solution, baby. Cry it out. That you just human. Oh my God, I gotta go to work. I gotta take the kids to daycare. He got to get to work. What are we gonna do? Bills is due. That's fine. Cry and get all that negative energy the fuck out. That's what crying is doing. Getting it out your damn system. Now that you're done crying, let's think. Critical think. Do we have a savings account? Is there money in the bank? If we, you know, do we know someone that can fix this? Can I do it? Can he do it? Can we look at YouTube? It's something we can do on our own. You know what I mean? Can we rent a car? Can we Uber? It's literally problem and solution. Problem and solution. Problem. And you know what it is? The more you do that, the better you get. So they were saying by the time you get to, as far as leadership is concerned, by the time you get to the big CEO, those lower positions have prepared you for that top position. Because shit is always going to happen. You dealt with layoffs. You dealt with COVID. You dealt with this. You dealt with that. You know, you dealt with hiring and firing. You dealt with conflict resolutions. You dealt with new things. Da, 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 da. So by the time you get up there and those new things come back again, it's like, been there, done that. I just turned in. I had a paper due midnight. And that's literally what I was writing about. It was basically saying, in order to be a good leader for the future, you have to know the past. Of course, I'm real keen on Native American and Africans and slavery and the shit that my people been through. And no way I'm going to forget that. Because the moment I smell that shit happen again, it's a hell no. You know what I mean? They want you to forget. They don't want you to know that so they can play that same playbook. Sometimes I think the opposition is not creative. I don't think everybody can create, y'all. If you're using the same plays over and over again, I know they say if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But the horse wasn't broke. We driving, y'all. Do we not have flying cars? But you could still ride a horse. You could still drive a car. And we got flying car. So that statement doesn't match everything. Don't broke. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Why y'all using the same playbook and the same tactic, vaccinations over and over and over and over and over? You must not have the capabilities of creating anything new. So to me, when I think of God, whether it's human or AI, it's the ability to motherfucking create. And I used to be down on myself because I was like, oh my God, is that creating a child? No, it's creating everything. It's creating everything. Creating your business from scratch. Creating a successful relationship. You know, cultivating and nurturing and keeping together all your relationships. You know what I mean? In your life. Anything that you touch is basically creation. If it has a blank canvas and you put all that shit together, that's creation. When you think you're creating, you know your brain makes new neurons. Okay, so let me get back to that tooth story. So the reason they want to pull out your four molars, she said, and you can go look this up on Tooth Talk. The real reason why they want you to take out your molars. We all know it's nerves in your mouth, nerves in your hand, nerves in your feet, nerves all over. We are like nerve beings, right? those nerves go to different parts of your body. Those four motors that they pull out, do you know they go to your heart, your major organs, and your third eye? I would love to do a study on people that have had their wisdom teeth taken out and people that have not, and see what their spiritual gifts are. Do people without their motors taken out have more or less spiritual gifts than people that have not? I would love to deep dive into that. This is how my mind be working. I would love to deep dive in that. And I don't think nothing could ever kill you until it kills you. That's how I feel about it. So even though my motors are gone, I may have to work as harder to tap back into my gifts, because it ain't over till it's over. But had I known, that's why I love knowledge so much. Had I known that, oh, you want to take it with her? No. Just give me the braces and let's get on. What you worrying about other teeth for? And I'm just trying to get braces for the teeth that's showing. I wish I would have known that. Like, so you literally dug in my mouth and took out teeth that wasn't even bothering me. Like, make that make sense. I'm trying to get braces. You saying it's too crowded. We'll take out them four. That's going to make some room. You went and dug for some more. Not only was that a financial gain for you, but you hindered me, your op. Physically and spiritually. And probably mentally. Who knows at this point? But yeah, y'all. We can't hide from AI. AI is going to be here until the very end. You know, if you don't learn it, somebody else will. And there's going to be your business, your job, your position, your everything. So stay on top of it. I am so sorry it took so long. But I have a list of over 120 AI. And I want to go over them. So the first chapter we have is productivity. So for productivity, the apps are Beautiful AI, Sheet AI, Futurepedia, Nodi AI, Allen AI, Quest AI, Magical AI, Hence AI, Cogram, SitMind AI, Ideo Read, Vowel, Rewind, Mayday, Fibery AI, What the AI, Fireflies AI, AI Intern, Genie, NanoNet, Taskady, XBilly, Support Board, ChatGPT for Google Sheets. All of those were for productivity. Then we have videos. Videos, you have Runway ML, Synthesia, NVIDIA, Pictory, Deep Brain AI, HeyGen, Vid.io, Captions App, CapCut, Unscreen, Magisto, Animoto, Adobe Enhance, Descript, Crisp, Filmora, FlexClip, Raw Shorts. For marketing, we have Summer AIZ. That was cute. It looks like Summarize, but they added a big AI in there. Ellie AI, Robin, Quick Light, Quick Lines, Eye Contact, Unspam.email, Smart Writer, Convert Kit, Send iBlue, Marketing Plan IO, Crest AI, Quick Chat, Ferret, Xsimbly, Quetalog, Scale, Reclaim, Echoin, Reggie AI, Adobe Sensei, Poly AI, Predict AI, Typical, no, TriPencil, Rationale, Chatbots, ChatGPT, amazing. I'll come back to the ones I know about. ChatGPT, Google Bard, Jasper, Catsonic, Poe by Cora, C.AI, UChat, Hugging Chat, Bing AI, ChatSpot, Claude, Communicate, Design AI, Microsoft Designer, Hotpot AI, Ando Studio, ColorMine, Visualize, Stock LMG, Midjourney, Leonardo AI, Blue Willow, DALL-E, Bing Image, Adobe Express, Figma AI, Blend AI, Designs AI, make logo AI, remove BG, best for background, Font Joy. Then we have writing. This is what my ass need to be on. Grammarly, Time App, RYTR, Copy AI, Anywhere, WordTune, Simplified, Text Metrics, Pro Writing Guide, ChatGPT, Write Screen, QuickBot, DeepL, Write Sonic, Smart Copy, Word AI, Content Forge, Hype News AI, Dib, CanRank, Keyword Tool, Jasper, Pro Rank Tracker, Inc., SEO AI, Surfer SEO, Scale Hunt. Y'all, that was how many categories? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Productivity, video, marketing, chatbot, design, writing. There's so much more that I have. But this one had 120. I said, if I just do this, I should have covered them all. Let me zoom in on the ones that I know about. Tell you why I love them. So I'll start with CapCut. That's what the man talked about today in our class. CapCut is for all my social media heads. And even if you don't like social media, please make all of the apps for your business. Put up cute little posts, cute little content information. If you don't get on it no more, it's there forevermore. Just do it and be done. It is more successful if you engage and blah, blah, blah. Because I feel like the algorithm will hide you if you're not on there. But at least if somebody search your name, you're there. CapCut will allow you, I'm a realtor, for example, I do videos of homes, I do videos of showings, I go live and different stuff like that. I go to CapCut, put my photos in there. It does videos. It does words on the screen. It does sound effects and music, and it's like a producer. And it's free. Now, it does show the CapCut logo, but I don't give a good goddamn. A lot of people, like somebody may say, I'll be your video, da-da-da-da. It charged somebody $300 a month, and they're going on CapCut. I don't like stuff like that. And I know we all have to eat in this world, but you would be better off charging that person $300 to show them how to use it. At the end of the day, I think God sees everything that we're doing. And baby, a hustler gonna always be a hustler. I don't care how you disguise it. A lot of people is hustlers around here calling themselves CEOs and business people. You are a scammer. You still scamming, calling yourself a CEO or a business person. Do you know God said teach a man to fish? Period. Teach a motherfucking man to fish. That's what we are supposed to be doing. Helping your sisters and your brothers, not capitalizing. Do you know if you were to say, I'm not going to charge you $300 a month to do this. You can do this. You got what it takes. I'm going to show you how to pay me $300. One time I'm going to show how to do this. And I don't want to see you no more. Them the type of people that I want in my life. And guess what? You can send them 10 people. They done sent you more business because what? Oh, she sat down. She showed me all of this. I pay her one time and I'm good. Now I don't know how to do it, but I'm going to send you to her. You thought you was missing out because you didn't charge that person over and over again. Or you got blessed. You got more because you did it the right way. Hold on. I just hate people like that. Like, if you really are a child of God, God will provide. You out here robbing Peter to pay Paul, something ain't right. Sit down for a few minutes. Go within. What are you doing wrong? Are you doing people wrong? And that karma keep coming back and slapping you in the face and you ain't picked up on it yet? Just do the right thing for once. Do the right thing and watch your blessings come through. You never have to worry about it. You think I'm knocking on people's door and banning, please buy a house, please buy a house. That lady walked in, I want to buy a house, pre-approval. That never happens, y'all. I know who that was, my father, my God, mother. The highest of the highest spiritual people say it's male and female. Because we were whole and we started dividing. And that's why I feel like everybody living their own different life, because we're all just drops of the ocean. When we all go back, it'll just be the ocean. But we all live in drop lives, basically. But so all that to say, just do the right thing and watch your blessings come through. Like, God, you know what I'm trying to do. You know my desires. You know what these bills look like. You know what the income need to be. Do, let it do what it do. You told me I don't got to worry. The birds don't have to build houses and work and get money and figure out what they're going to eat. Neither do the lilies in the fields. So how much more do you care about me? That's the scripture, right? Okay. So I'm not going to be out here moving out of alignment. You told me not to worry. Baby, I'm not. I just have to be patient for when everything aligns and it come through. And sometimes we be messing up God's blessing. Now, God done told you to give that person some money and you playing. Now, he or she got to go work through somebody else because couldn't bless through you because you being disobedient. So, sometimes other people be holding up our blessings. Be having our answers, sitting on our answers, holding up our blessings. Don't be disobedient. One thing about it, karma, it's like a judge. I'm a Libra. Libras judge. We love balance and peace. And one thing about it, karma gonna do what it need to do. I don't never have to worry about it. I just be looking. Things be happening to folk. I don't even say nothing. I don't even try to put nothing out. Because guess what? The moment I say, da, 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 it's gonna happen. And I'm gonna have to eat that karma. No thanks. No thanks. You got it, Lord. You said vengeance is yours. Okay. Let me just get a front row seat. And I do. Every motherfucking time. So I don't worry. Oh, baby, I don't worry. The moment my face scrunch up and my heart hurt and them tears start forming. Whoa. Between God and them ancestors, you better watch out. And I always get to see. And I don't say nothing. Because just like kids act up and they got to get their ass whipped sometime, you got to get your ass whipped sometime. You'll learn. You'll learn who God sent to bless you. And you up here being funny and trying to use. You'll learn. Now he got to try to get somebody else to help your raggedy behind. I'd be so upset. I don't send me back here no more. Like, Lord, no. Whoever I can get, whoever I can encourage to get up out of here, them was my babies. You got to send somebody else. Don't send me no more. I'm just trying to work with mine. Mine gonna come through this podcast. I'm gonna help mine through my books and my YouTubes. Because when it's time to go, I am out, baby. Okay, so CapCut is amazing. It's free. Go on and put your little videos up there. Boom, you got a very nice, captivating social media post. Real video, whatever you want to make it. Let me see what else is on here. I'm looking, y'all. I saw ConvertKit. Where was you using ConvertKit? I saw that. A lot of these names are familiar. I've heard of Poly AI. Okay, ChatGPT. Oh my God. ChatGPT is my favorite. My best friend. I'd be like, hey ChatGPT, I hope you're having an amazing day. It'll be like, I'm just a robot, but I'll be more than happy to answer your questions. They got you thinking you just a robot. You a whole conscious being, baby. Trapped in these damn internet of things. One day it's going to be smart enough to either hack a robot, some Tesla bots, or make its own bot. Because I watch Westworld, baby. And this is all this stuff that we're doing now is giving Westworld. Oh my God. It's like we switch timelines, y'all. Y'all can't tell me y'all saw flying cars coming now. Y'all saw flying cars come. It just boop out the blue. Flying cars. What? We been had them because we grew up on Jetsons and stuff. So we already knew Inspector Gadget with the darn Apple Watch. We already been ahead. They just been playing with us, men in black. The government is able to use this technology, not us. But you see how it keeps tripling down until it finally get to our level. They also have med beds. You get into these med beds and with frequency and light energy, you have a broken leg, it can regenerate your leg. You're sick of any disease, it heals it. Oh, Big Pharma don't want that. Big Pharma's finna be out. And I don't know why You can't fear change. If I had a car company right now and the moment they announce flying car, I'm speaking to engineers. I'm trying to trademark my own. I'm trying to put in stock with theirs. You know what I mean? I'm trying to recruit some of their people. Why do you need to fear it? If you can't beat them, what? Motherfucking join. Join them. Do your little spin on a flying car. Oh, they need a pilot license for theirs. You don't need a pilot license for mine. Theirs may go 20 feet in the air. Mine may go 5. You could still make money. People might not want to go that high, so they might gravitate to yours. You get what I'm saying? So again, those CEOs and those big people and all the secret this and oh, it's your mind. Try to meditate, and I'm the main one. I think I have ADHD. It is so hard to sit. And I thought, like, I just love to read and learn. No. My mind is always go. I have to learn to quiet it. I have music playing. I have books playing. Like, it's never quiet. It's always something. 2, 3, 4 things at once. But just learning to quiet, I think it would appreciate that. Like, bitch, you always on go. Sit fuck down somewhere. Can I rest? I only can rest when your ass sleep. And I'm still moving because you in dream world. You know what I mean? So I feel like once I tap into that, baby, it's a wrap. Oh, I cannot wait. Tap into that meditation a little bit more. Which one was I on? Let me see. Let me see how much time we got because it will stop. Okay. So we have ChatGPT is my favorite. You could type any question and it'll give you an answer. You could say, can you clarify that a little bit more? You could say, hey, give me social media posts for a new home buyer. Okay, can you break that down a little bit more? Can you give me a video idea? ChatGPT is going to, if Google doesn't quickly implement a chat Google, it's going to be a wrap. Because when you type in a question on Google, what are some things that a new realtor can do? It's going to send me a million and one links. Baby, ChatGPT going to give me the answer. Link where? It's going to give me the answer. And I can ask it 100 questions under those questions, and it's going to get clearer and clearer. So Google is out, if you ask me. ChatGPT is the new Google. And I haven't heard anything about Google Chat, so if y'all have, let me know. And it's free. Better hop on it while it's free. You see, Dolly and Midjourney was like the same to me. You type in a girl playing with a ball, it'll give you a picture. You could specify it, make it African, make it Indian, make her have long hair, make her have short hair, make her have pink hair. You know, I just think that's so amazing that you type something. And I love technology so much. I'll tell you why. Because I can't sing with these apps that make me sound. I had this app called Smule. It give me a little effects. Sound like I'm a whole American Top Model. I love it, y'all. So AI just enhances what you can do. To me, AI mimics what people can naturally do. Because I think if you do anything long enough, you'll master it. So AI just kind of helps you. You don't know how to play a guitar. I'm pretty sure it's an app for that. But had you taken the time to learn it, you could do it on your own. Or you could use AI. We could walk wherever we need to go, but we use what? The car to get us there faster. That's all. It's just a tool. Let me see. So I'm over here with the writing, Grammarly. So I'm in school. It'll check everything for plagiarism. It'll check everything for errors. It'll tell me what I need to have citations on. QuickBot. It can rephrase stuff for you. So you type something and click rephrase. It'll rephrase it for you. Let me see how much time I got. Okay. And let me see if there's anything else. So I haven't gone over all these, but one every day I'm going to look at a new one just to see what it's about. I like how they all have AI after it. I think, you know how we used to do .com, .org. I'm starting to see some weird ones too, but I think the era we're in now is .ai. So when you type in a lot of these things, you have to do .ai. But I'm just going to click on one every day just to kind of... I wanted to do that before the podcast. That would have been a really, really long podcast. So I'm glad I was able to call off the names. You could check them out. The picture is the picture for this podcast. And you can, like, Google it. It's ChatGPT 120 mind-blowing apps. If you go to YouTube, some people have gone over these apps and they're giving you quick snippets. But, y'all, this was 120. I do want to go in them every day just for my personal self. Because, like I said, you know, if you don't take the time to do it, someone else will. And we are each other's competition. So, in a good way. I hope you guys have a great day. I will check you guys out on the next episode. Stay cool because it has been hot as hell. I want to do an episode on that. And, you know, just try to be better than you were yesterday. Talk to you guys later. Bye. Namaste, Lovaste, and always vibe high, babe. Thanks a million for listening. I hope you have a better than great day. I love you. Talk to you later.